Our weekly conversation with General Manager Rick Smith starts with talk about defensive backs. There's a new one coming into the fold. Stanford Rout is now a Texan.
He is, and at this time of year, when you can add a player with his skill set this late, it's a rarity. And he's going to come in and provide some depth for us. Obviously, we've had some issues at the position from an injury standpoint, and hopefully, he can come in and learn what we're doing and contribute.
He joins a group that also has a couple of second-year players in Brandon Harris and Rock Carmichael there. They got extensive action last week at Tennessee. What did you see from them? What were your impressions?
They did, and I was very proud and impressed with what they did. For guys like that are, fourth, fifth corners, you don't get a lot of reps during the course of a week in practice. And so particularly a guy like Rock Carmichael, he hadn't gotten any reps on the defensive side of the ball. And so for him to go in and compete the way that he did and play as effectively as he did. Now, they gave up some plays, both he and Brandon. Brandon's a little handsy. He's got to get some things cleaned up from a penalty standpoint. But the way that they went in and competed was very impressive.
You say they gave up some plays. You could say that really about just about any cornerback in the NFL, can't you?
Oh, absolutely. And the fact that they continue to battle and to continue to compete and made plays on the ball says a lot for their future development.
You know, this time of year, we're in December, we tend to get questions from a few folks out there about the draft. It's months away. There's still a lot of shuffling to go on, but how have things changed draft preparation-wise once you get into the month of December?
Well, fortunately, because we played in Tennessee, I was able to fly to Atlanta and go and scout the SEC championship game and tons of players. And so we've continued to do that. What our college scouts are doing now that it's December, is our college scouts have a region in the country that they are the primary scout for. And then what we do around this time of year is we send them to a different region and let them cross-check what the other primary scouts have done. And so we're into our cross-check process and working through that, and we'll set our draft board here pretty soon.
You talk about the trip to Tennessee. A lot of Houston Texans fans made that trip. What have you thought about the fan experience on the road, really, since the end of last season?
Well, it's been fantastic, but particularly last week in that stadium at Tennessee at the end of the game, the lower bowl all the way around was full of Texans fans, and I just want to say how much we appreciate the support of the fans and what they've done and how that impacts our players on the road. It's been fun to watch, and hopefully we'll continue to play good ball. We're 6-0 on the road, and we're getting a lot of support from the fans, and we appreciate that.
Always fun to exit a road stadium with a win. Always more fun when there's a few cheers, but you left to thunderous applause the Texans did on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, they were cheering. We had our cheers going on during the fourth quarter. It was pretty impressive to see, so we appreciate that.
Hope that continues on the road in New England. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.